Have you heard the Negro refer to the white people by using any particular term?
No, I haven't. I haven't come in contact with the Negroes much.
What would you use to refer to a child born of a racially mixed marriage, say black and white?
I'd say mixed breed.
What would you call, if you were a Negro maybe, say, or a lower class white, the man you work for?
It's my boss.
White people who aren't well off and haven't had a chance at education and the like, especially those that are good for nothing, too lazy to work, etc., what are they called?
Poor white trash.
What do Negroes call them?
I imagine they'd call them poor trash, poor white trash.
Somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town ways and is conspicuous when he gets to town of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways. I'm just an old
hillbilly.
And how would town people maybe refer to him? Children might say, look at that old
countryman.
Have you ever heard the term hoosier?
A mountain hoosier, yes.
He's an old mountain hoosier.
Yes, I have.
If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
almost.
You slip and catch yourself. You say, this is a dangerous place. I fell.
Almost fell.
If someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him and he calls to you, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
just a minute.
You know you're on the right road but aren't sure of the distance. You might ask somebody,
how far is it to the next town?
If you're pointing out something nearby and you're real excited about it, you might say,
look here, I see something.
If you want to know how many times you say something, you're asking someone, how many times am I saying this? You might say, how do you go to town? If you want to know, let me phrase it differently. If you want to know how many times you've been to town, let's say, okay? You might say, how do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm not going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You might say,
neither am I going to.
The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired, what do you call that?
My forehead.
If someone had to go back to the barber and have him cut again, he might say, you have to cut your
hair.
And if this particular person hadn't shaved in a week or so, he'd probably be growing
a beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it so it'd always be handy?
Behind his ear.
If he put it behind this ear, it would be his
right ear.
And this one?
His left ear.
If someone's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
All right, and if you got a chicken bone stuck, you might have it stuck in your
throat.
And if you wear a tie and you're a man, you wear a tie around your
neck.